This is Children's Hour coming to you from AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
With you in mind, we have programs such as Bible verses, recitals, story time, singing, and many, many more just for you. Stay tuned.
And can it be that I should gain an interest in the Savior's blood?
My name is Rebecca Nancy Usher. I am 12 years old. My memory verse is taken from Psalm 136, verse 1 to 3. Give thanks to the Lord, for His good, for His mercy endures forever. Give thanks to the greatest of all gods, for His love is eternal. Give thanks to the mightiest of all lords, for His love is eternal. Amen.
My name is Nana Ichama Yantra. I am 12 years old. My memory verse is taken from Revelation 22, verse 5. There shall be no more night. They will not need the light of a lamp or the light of the sun. For the Lord God will give them light. It shall reign forever and ever. Amen.
My name is Abba Amwa. I am 10 years old. My memory verse is taken from Habakkuk 2, verse 20. And it says, "The Lord is in the holy temple. Let us all be silent before Him." Amen.
My name is Lucky Simoyang. I am 12 years old. My memory verse is taken from Psalm 23. "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness. For His name's sake, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and staff may comfort me. Thou prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen."
My name is Esther Sabia. I am 12 years old. My memory verse is taken from Psalm 1. "Blessed is the man who walks not in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in the law of the Lord he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted in the midst of waters, that bring forth his fruit in his season. Whatever he does shall prosper. But the wicked are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment of the Lord, nor stand in the path of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of righteousness." Amen.
My name is Jordan Sedinam Dube. I am 7 years old. My memory verse is taken from Hebrews chapter 22, verse 9. "So Christ was one offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that took for him shall he appear the second time unto salvation." Amen.
My name is Nicodemus Barton. I am 11 years old. My memory verse is taken from John chapter 1, verse 1. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." Amen.
Children, happy Sabbath. Welcome to our story time with Auntie A. Today's story is taken from Genesis chapter 3 and is entitled Paradise Lost. Adam and Eve came slowly out to meet God. He looked long and sadly at the guilty pair. "Why were you hiding?" he asked them. "I was afraid to see you because I am naked," Adam stammered. "Who told you that?" God asked. "Have you eaten the fruit from the tree that gives knowledge of what is good and what is evil?" "It's not my fault," Adam said. "Eve persuaded me." "It was not my fault," Eve said. "The snake tricked me into eating it." God spoke to each of them in turn. He explained that by disobeying him, they had spoiled his lovely world. Now, weeds and thorns would spring up among the crops and flowers. Work would become hard and wearisome. There was something even sadder to follow. You can no longer stay in this garden, God said. We have walked and talked together here, but now you have chosen to do what you want. And that means you have chosen to go away from me. Now you must go out into the world and make your own way. And when the end comes, you will die. With heavy hearts, Adam and Eve left the beautiful Garden of Eden. God's messengers, with swords of flame, guarded the gates of the paradise that mankind had lost, so it seemed forever. That's our story for today. Don't forget to tune in every Saturday at the same time for more interesting Bible stories. God bless you.
To contact us, write to Adventist World Radio, Ghana, Valley University, P.O. Box, AF 595, Adenta, Accra, Ghana. Or call us on +233-244-673528 or +233-208-704-532 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh.
This is a special announcement. Starting from the 27th of March 2016 to the 29th of October 2016, our new frequency for the summer broadcast will be 11955 kilohertz. Thank you.
Close our walls with God and He's waiting and watching, watching for you and for me.
It's a moment of truth again for younger children like you and I, and we are going to learn about the love of God. Our scripture text is taken from 1 John chapter 3, verse 1-3. How great is the love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know Him. Dear friend, now we are children of God, and that's what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when He appears, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. Everyone who has this hope in Him purifies himself just as He is pure. Amen. Let us pray. Father, we have come to your love again to taste the love of God, and is so full and free to all. As children, we want to know your truth. Guide us into your truth. In Christ Jesus' name. Amen. As children, we know that God is love and Jesus is the Son of God. And this text is telling us that God is our Father, and Jesus here will be our elder brother. And we all know that when Jesus was on this earth, whatever He asked the Father gives for free, because He was obedient to the Father. And so we being Jesus' brothers and sisters, it means that whatever we ask the Father, if we obey Him, He will listen and do it for us. Let us see what Jesus did as a child. He humbled Himself according to the scriptures. The Bible said there was no guilt found in His mouth. He lived on this earth to do God's work. And because of that, anytime He goes to the Father in prayer, the Father will do it for Him. Now that we have also become God's children, whatever we ask God, He will do it for us. Then let me ask you, why is it that when we pray as children, we do not receive the answer? Is it because we have not lived right with God? Is it because we have not been obeying the way Jesus obeyed? Yes, sometimes as children, we do go on our own ways. We follow after friends. We live our own ways. And sometimes because of that, our prayers are not heard. But let me tell you, if we humble ourselves the way Jesus did and ask the Father for anything, He will do it for us. I want to love Jesus so much and to be in heaven, because God said He has prepared that place for His children. And the scripture that we read tells us that we are the children of God. In this case, we have to come to Him in all earnesty, and He will understand and do it for us. Heaven is prepared for you and I want to be in heaven. One of the wonderful things why I want to go to heaven is to see Jesus and ask Him all the questions that I do not understand. Do you know when Jesus was on this earth, He did a lot and a lot of miracles? One, I want to see Jesus, hold Him hand in hand and ask Him, Jesus, how were you able to turn water into wine? And I believe He will be so happy to tell me, because He was obedient to the Father. He asked the Father for the power, and the Father gave Him the power to turn water into wine. I want to ask Jesus, oh, because of your love, you did something. When you were walking on the way, blind Bartimaeus saw you and said, Dear Jesus, Son of David, have mercy upon me. And you had mercy, pity on him, and you healed him. Jesus, how did you do that? And I believe Jesus will be happy to tell me that because I obeyed my Father and I prayed to Him, He listened to me. He gave me the power to do that. I want to ask Jesus a lot of questions. Children, I believe you also have questions that you want to ask Jesus. Won't you ask Jesus how He resurrected Jairus' daughter? Because the girl was dead. And Jesus asked them, "Do not cry because the girl was sleeping." And true to His word, He raised him up by saying, "Rise up." Jesus, how did you do that? This is the question I will ask Him. And He will tell me, "Oh, I listened to my Father, and my Father did everything that I asked because He has promised in His word I should ask Him and He will give me. I should seek and I will find. I should knock and He will open." Now, as children, how do we do this? Let us look at the life of Jesus. Let us live the way He lived. Let us love Him the way He loved. Let us come to Him the way He goes to the Father, and He will listen to us. Really, I want to share with you the love of Jesus, which is so amazing. That Jesus never sent anybody away. He invited whoever you are to come to Him. Jesus tells people about the love of God, which you and I can also do when we are in school. Tell them the wonderful things about the love of Jesus, that God is our Father and Jesus is our elder brother. And when we ask God for anything, He will do it for us according to the scriptures. You know, the scriptures are true. Everything in it is true. Every chapter, every word is for you and me. So when we listen and read the word of God and live by it, Jesus will listen to our prayer and do all our supplications for us. And like Jesus, when one is sick and we prayed for, because Jesus is our elder brother, the Father will listen to us and the person will be healed. Don't you marvel? Because Jesus can do a lot in our life today and forever. The scripture tells us, yesterday, forever, and today, Jesus is the same. Come to Him just as you are. Pray this prayer after me, and Jesus will come into your heart. Say, "Dear Jesus, I am a child. I have listened to Your word, and I want to come to You just as I am. Take me as a younger brother and make me a brother forever." Now, as you have made this prayer, tell others about Jesus. Tell others that Jesus is love. Tell other children who do not know Jesus what He has done for you. And from this moment on, your life will never be the same because your voice is familiar in heaven. May the Lord bless the word that He gives to you today. In Christ Jesus' name. Amen. This has been your brother, Daniel Abbey, for AWR Ghana.
This is a special announcement. Starting from the 27th of March 2016 to the 29th of October 2016, our new frequency for the summer broadcast will be 11955 kHz. Thank you.
To contact us, write to Adventist World Radio, Ghana, Valley University, P.O. Box, AF 595, Adenta, Accra, Ghana, or call us on +233 244 673528 or +233 208 704 532 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh. Thank you very much for staying with us. Once again, to contact us, write to Adventist World Radio, Ghana, Valley View University, P.O. Box AF 595, Adenta, Accra, Ghana, or call us on +233 307 051 058 or +233 208 704 532, or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh.
Thank you.